You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
A mechanic tries to fix your car, no matter if you're near or far. He'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
From Barrie to Port Perry, Toronto to Buffalo, take a joyride with Zoomer Radio AM 740 and the boys in Dave's Corner Garage. Coming to you from the main bay at Queen and River. Got a car question for Dave Redinger or Alan Gelman? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free in Ontario at 1-866-740-4740.
You know, it's a really gorgeous day outside. I can't believe it.
It is, and I think the weather guy was wrong because it was supposed to be raining all weekend.
Yeah, and I heard that we're going to get a couple of warm days next week, so it should be fun. Good morning, everybody. It's Dave's Corner Garage coming to you live from the bays at Queen and River. And I heard we're moving in March. We're going somewhere else to another... The station's moving.
Okay, I thought maybe we got fired.
No. We get a brand new Naga Heights studio, maybe some new furniture.
And you know how many Nagas had to die to make that furniture? I think Nagas are an endangered breed
at this point. I think moving a radio station is going to be one of the hardest tasks. This place is just wired with miles and miles and miles of cable.
Exactly. Hopefully... they'll hire a mover because my back's sore and I don't feel like schlepping stuff like that.
I don't move anymore. Anyways, good morning, everybody. Today we're going to be talking with our proverbial OPP officer, Dave Woodford, is going to join us right after the commercial break. And we're going to be talking about this serious issue of a lot of people getting killed on the highways. I heard there was a motorcycle issue on the 401 last night, and there was another issue this morning on the QEW. So it's getting serious out there. You guys are nuts. I mean, they're on your back bumper.
Dave doesn't usually give us the gruesome details. It's usually there was a fatal. Someone died. Ooh,
people don't realize there's a fatal. I saw we were stopped because of a fatal. Mm-hmm. They pulled up, and with shovels, they were scraping all the stuff off the highway. It was just disgusting. So you know what? You don't know what the consequences are, so just take it easy. It's Saturday morning.
Let's find out if it's drugs, alcohol, or speed, or all three of the above.
It could be.
All right, yeah, we are here to answer any and all of your car care questions. Yep. If you've got a question for us, me or Dave, 416-360-0740 is the local number. And if you're out of town, it's a toll-free call, 1-866-740-4740, and we will answer any and all of our questions. You know, and all three lines are jammed already.
Yeah.
Should we get to the phones?
Go right ahead.
All right, let's go to Gary in Barrie, who's got a question about headlights, I think. How are you, Gary?
Fine, thank you. I'm an older driver. I've got a 99 Honda Civic. I want to upgrade the headlights without being offensive to other people, as I see when I'm driving myself.
Okay. And so the question is, how do you do it, correct?
What can I buy or what can I replace?
Well, I guess the first thing to ask you is, are you having a problem with the lens being crazed over or cloudy looking?
You know what happened? I got the Meguiar 3M, and I did the polishing of the headlights, so I would say they're fine. The lenses are fine.
All right, that's good, because as you mentioned, it is a common problem, and we see that happening a lot, and it's just a matter of cleaning that up. You can do a couple of things that are just sort of not going crazy, not going to damage something. Sylvania, big manufacturer of lights, they do have what's called, I think, the Silver Star style
of
light.
That's exactly right, yes.
Which is about 25-30% higher in intensity, okay? Mm-hmm. And besides the fact that I've been told, not that I don't agree it or not, is lights do sort of lose power as they get older. So go get a pair of these, put them in. You could probably do it yourself if you're handy at all. If you were able to clean the front of your headlights, I'm sure you'd be able to get around the back and change the bulbs. Important not to touch the crystal. Don't touch the glass portion of it when you change the lights.
Okay.
Because if any oil on your hands will cause them to shatter afterwards. And the nice thing is, too, electrically, you're not going to harm anything or put too big a load on it. Dave, you want to have something to add to that?
Yeah, you got to be careful because you can't go over 55 watts as far as the power of the bulb.
Already?
All right. There's stuff in the aftermarket which is up to 100 watts available at the flea market. Mm-hmm. Don't go over 55 because, one, it's a drain on the system, and two, it's not legal. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, you can have up to four lights facing forward. So you could add a pair of fogs or something under the bumper and just light the roadway the first 10 feet in front of the car. And again, that's an easy installation.
Okay, that sounds good.
Right. And again, you can pick that up. I saw Princess Auto. I hate to say this, Princess Auto, $10. Gorgeous, gorgeous flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers?
Yeah, the old style, you know.
Unfortunately, they have to go on the back, you see.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Like, you're going to burn the butt, you know.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. And the Back Alley Cruisers gives you a big hello.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. Have yourself a great weekend.
Hey, by the way, when those tell those guys, if you're talking to them, I think next week or the week after, we start giving away free tickets to the auto auction, which is coming up at the airport October the 26th.
I'll pass that on. And the Back Alley Cruisers are having a big food drive and cook Cookstown on Sunday, which is tomorrow.
Excellent.
Where, Cookstown, whereabouts? Go do the plug. Go ahead.
Yeah, Cookstown, you can get into it from 89 or 27, and all the signs are there. You can't miss it.
All right. Great. Thanks, Gary. I'm sure all that food and money is going to a great cause.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Wow, that's great. We got to help the people in Cookstown, you know, people who are in need, and we're going to help Gary with his headlights.
Yep.
We're going to make him a star. Big lights. Big lights.
Yeah, your name in lights.
Your name in lights. There you go. Gary in lights.
Okay, we come back. We're going to be talking to Dave Woodford, our favorite OPP officer, who's waiting for us at the side of the road.
All right.
I like this.
You like this?
Yeah, ZZ Top.
We're here in Canada.
Woo! You know, I remember the 240 Z.
Yes.
We used to call it a 24-ouncer.
Really?
Yeah. Good morning, David. How are you?
Dave Woodford, our favorite OPP sergeant. How are you today, Dave?
I'm good, guys. Good.
So I heard that you know, on a serious note, you got up really early this morning.
Yeah, I was out last night till about 12:30 when I got back in, then called back out at 5 o'clock this morning. Two serious crashes, which caused a little bit of mayhem on the road, but we got through it, and the roads are all open now again.
But, Dave, for the most part, these fatalities are preventable, are they not?
All collisions are preventable. That's why we in the OPP don't call them accidents. They're collisions.
Okay.
They're all preventable. And, you know, last night again, and there's been quite a bit of talk involved a motorcyclist. The motorcyclist was killed due to a maneuver by a vehicle, and the vehicle lost control and collided with the motorcyclist, and down he goes. There's not much, you know, when you're going 100 kilometers or more an hour and you collide with a motorcycle or a motorcyclist gets involved in a collision, usually it becomes fatal. So, you know, you have to really, and we stress, you really have to take that look at your changing lanes, and, you know, especially this time of year, a lot of them are out there because the weather's still nice and they want to get that last little bit of riding in before the winter months. You got to take that second look and look for these motorcyclists.
Yeah, by the way, I own that T-shirt. I had a motorcycle years ago.
Yeah.
And, even at 30 miles an hour, 50 kilometers an hour, you can have a pretty horrendous accident, okay? You know, there's no such thing as a little accident on a motorcycle.
No. I remember the T-shirt said, if you could read this, the bleh fell off.
Anyways, I have a question. First of all, Cookstown tomorrow, you know, that's where I live.
Yep.
So I guess I'm going to be going to that event tomorrow. And secondly, I wanted to know from Al about his phones. Did he ever get his phone looked after? Because there's quite a thing going on there.
Well, you've been reading. You're one of my Facebook friends, eh, Dave?
Yes, I am. I follow you. I don't put too much on Facebook, but I follow people. We'll see what they have to say.
Well, yeah, I wasn't happy with that. Well, they don't own this company, so I mean, I'm not a friend of Ted and his buddies, okay? Yes, three visits to the store. And in the end, you know, they put the wrong phone number in the wrong phone, by the way. Did you know that? Unbelievable. But you know what? Speaking of phones, I mean, I think, you know, we harp on it, but I'm wondering, you know, when you look up into the cab of a big truck as he goes by these days, just like you see him in the cars, buddy is on a phone when he's supposed to be paying attention to the road. How are we going to stop that?
Well, right now they're exempt.
Exempt? What do you mean they're exempt?
How'd they do that?
Well, that was part of the legislation because a lot of them rely on their phones because we have on-time delivery.
Yes.
And so a lot of them are talking to dispatchers, and, you know, for us to determine whether they're on the phone or not with their dispatcher or not, they got away from the two-way radios. So they have to come up, and they were given time to come up with devices that could eliminate them being on a phone. And it's no different than us as police officers exempt because we have, a phone system in our cruisers where we're talking to our communication center as well. So the technology really wasn't there for, you know, someone that's dealing with the dispatch type of system.
Hang on a second. If I'm talking to my wife, that's my communication center.
You're talking to the boss.
I'm talking to the boss.
If I don't take the boss's call, I get fired for sure.
Yeah, by the way, Dave, when you see something like, you know, I'm driving along the 401 and a bike is in and out and in and out. He's doing like 200K. Is it still Star OPP?
No, I would call 911, not the Star OPP, because a lot of the devices that you use, the BlackBerries, for example, you can't do the Star OPP.
Okay.
It's a lot more difficult because now you have to press the number to use two hands to actually do it.
Okay. All right, so when I call 911, what kind of information am I have to give up?
Well, hopefully that you can give the description of the bike, anything. They'll ask you different questions. The license plate is the most important. If we can intercept that vehicle and we have to have an officer in that location, we'll try and do that. But if not, if we have that license plate number, we can always go to their residence and wait for them to show up at home.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lot easier. We don't have to, you know, go after them and try and track them down and pull them over. Oh, you know, thinking, well, someone could get hurt as a result. You know, we've seen it time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, they're going just too fast. We can't even catch them. So it's nice to just go and sit in their driveway and wait for them to show up.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, when they go past you at 200 kilometers an hour.
Easily.
You think you can see the plate number?
Dave, you know what? Easily 200 Ks, maybe even more. You know,
oh, yeah, we've seen them. I think the highest I recall is about 268.
That's why they call them crotch rockets. Did you know that?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we don't say that as police officers, but that's exactly like they're just going way too fast. And if they ever do get involved in a collision, you know, it's history.
Well, we have a name for these people, eh?
Organ donors. Organ donors.
Yeah. Organ donors.
Organ donors, right.
But the,
you know, it's not just the speed as a factor as much as it is in and out of traffic. Like they're one lane to another and they're going in between the cars sometimes. And you're not expecting it as a motorist. You're not expecting that to happen.
No.
Yeah, and they're loud, and it's whoa. Like, I used to ride a bike, but never at 245.
I guess that's really the only advantage, you know, to having a loud motorcycle is that
at least
if it's loud, they can maybe hear you before you approach them, eh?
But yeah, but now what you do is once you do, and I do, I'm the same thing, is you hear them approaching. You're looking for them, and, you know, you're not focusing. Next thing you know, you're weaving from one lane to another, and I've seen that, like, time and time again. So, you know, just stay focused on your driving.
All right, and how many people did you catch without seatbelts? I was amazed at how few, you know, there are still a lot of people that aren't wearing them.
Yeah, about 20% of our fatals. We've got over 240 fatalities this year, and there were 49 still people killed that weren't wearing seatbelts. Still far too many, about 20% of those numbers.
That's crazy.
So there's, you know, I don't get it myself. Like, the law has been around for 37 years now, and it's just unbelievable that they're not wearing them.
All right. Well, Dave, I want to thank you for your helpful tips today. And,
okay, I'll try and make it in one day. It's just been so busy. I'm heading to Woodbine Racetrack right now to the inductions of the sports Hall of Fame. So
I'm
heading down there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hang on one second. I want to congratulate you. You won some kind of a diamond award?
Yeah, I got the presented by the OPP, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee.
Wow.
And so it was quite an honor, I thought, you know, for all the work I do.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the Queen phoned me and asked if you returned the diamond part of it. My God, it's missing.
Well, maybe he can pawn it, and then he can afford to pay for breakfast.
Dave, thank you very much. We look forward to coming down.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you very
much. Take care.
You know, it's serious business, but...
it really is. Unfortunately, you know, every time we talk to Dave, he's going to a fatality. He's going to a fatal accident.
Can you imagine the 200 and something he said people died so far this year? We don't lose that many people in Afghanistan.
Really?
And
almost 50 of them were because they weren't wearing seatbelts, and that would have saved their life.
Let's go to the phones. We should talk to Joe. Joe,
we're gonna
how
talk
are
to
you?
Joe in Willowdale's got a new Nissan. That's that cute little funky thing, isn't it, Joe?
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. We're looking at buying one. I was wondering what your thoughts were about that.
Have you driven it? Have you seen it?
We've driven it, and actually, it's going to be my wife's car.
Okay.
And we both drove it. We drove it on the city streets, and it seems pretty tight and pretty solid.
Okay.
And I was wondering, we have a 2000 RAV right now with about 120K.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering your thoughts about the Nissan Juke.
If I could answer, all Japanese cars, no matter what they are, drive the same. It's like vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
All right, so...
I like chocolate ice cream.
Then you got to go to the Germans. You got to go to BMW. But the reality is, as far as the driving is, they all drive the same. So really what you're buying is style, and you're buying credibility and that sort of stuff. It's actually a great car.
Yeah, Joe, were you thinking of getting, like, trading in the RAV?
Yes.
Okay. And for this Juke, eh?
Right.
Well, the one thing you got to know is the Juke, I think, is just front-wheel drive as opposed to all-wheel drive, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're definitely going from four to front.
Okay, Joe, we're going to, you hear that music, we're going to have to put you on hold. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll answer some more questions for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just hold on to the line, and Christina is going to take us out.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM 740, where if you've got a question, give us a shout, 416-360-0740. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, there we go. Just talking about Arnold and Maria.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was a good-looking lady.
Yeah, and he was well-connected at the White House.
Well, I guess that's why he got fired. He got kicked out the door.
Welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage with Alan Gelman.
Giving out marital advice.
Glenn Allen Motors and myself, who is now retired. I don't care. You know, I saw this thing that says, I'm retired. I don't give a damn. Get someone who cares.
As a matter of fact, someone called me, and they were in your part of town, and I said, I'm going to send them to Dave's place. And,
yeah, she phoned me.
Oh, excellent.
I said, I don't care anymore. By the way, before we get back to Joe and talk about his Nissan Car Care Clinic. We've had two of these already, and I tell you, to be honest with you, we have had crowds.
It is
good stuff.
Now, where do you normally hold them?
Okay. It is really basically a discussion about your cars. It's an open conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I walk you through a car. What does oil do? Why are the dash lights different colors? How does the braking system work? Why do you change oil? Blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is 2.5 hours of a good time. We buy you coffee. We buy you donuts. And it's called the carcareclinic.ca if you want to get on the web. And you can enter there. Or call 401-DIXIE-KIA. We're having our next classes October the 11th. That's the second Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We start at 7 o'clock. We finish at 9. The truth is nobody leaves before 10, but we throw you out. actually, in Hamilton, they didn't want to leave. We had to shut the dealership lights off.
Shut the front door.
Shut the front. That's exactly what we did. 905-602-0884. That's 905-602-0884. If you want to enter, just give the gal your name and phone number, and we'll contact you during the week and make sure that you're in.
Now, it's not important that maybe you don't know anything about cars.
Bring your pencil and paper. Take notes. We have lots of women.
Is there handouts?
And there's no handouts, but except for safety glasses.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is if you're a bunch of gals that don't know about cars and you're nervous about it, you come down because almost 80% of the people that come are women. Or you can phone the hotline, which is at 905-567-5500. I'll give the numbers out at the end of the show.
And if
we want you down there.
And if you're a single, lonely guy, you said that 80% of the people coming are women?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Ooh. The trouble is getting their walkers in the trunk. No, I'm being bad.
Okay, all right, let's go back to Willowdale. We were talking to Joe earlier. He's got a RAV4, and they're thinking about trading it in and buying a Nissan Juke. Now, this is for the wife, Joe, correct?
Yes.
What does the wife want?
Actually, she likes it a lot.
Okay. Well, again, keep in mind you are downsizing. Okay, it is smaller than the RAV4. In terms of the ride height, okay.
Yep.
Right. And did she drive the Juke herself as of yet?
She did.
And she liked it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say.
Happy life is a happy wife.
Yeah,
exactly. She's not happy. Soon you're not happy.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you, there is so much stuff out there now. It's scary. And the new models are coming out now. They're starting in October and November. You're going to see a lot of new stuff coming out.
Joe, the only one caveat here I want to mention is the Nissan Juke has a CVT, which is a continually variable transmission.
That's what the question I was going to ask you about.
Find out what the warranty is and make sure it's on paper. I know that they had given an extended one because they were having some issues and they were covering it up to about 10 years. So if you've got that long-term coverage, then I would feel fine with it. But if you're only going to get 3 or 4 years, may want to think twice because they're very, very expensive to repair down the road. Already?
That's what the gentleman was saying. It's only a 3-year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
I'd buy another RAV4.
I would wait at least another 4 weeks And look what's coming up as 2013s, mm-hmm. because there's I've seen these cars that are coming. You're gonna blow your mind. The new Kia Rondo, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
There's a new car coming in. Honda's got a new line coming in. The new Accord's phenomenal.
Well, you know, it's important. Don't rush out, like you're saying. There's lots of stuff on the horizon.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially some of these new mechanical things, new technological things.
Right.
They're not amazing. I mean, they've got to be out for a bit, and they haven't really been proven. So I would take your time, all righty?
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Oh, let's talk to Cal. See you later, my friend. Cal in Ottawa.
Ottawa next and speak to Cal.
Morning.
How are you today, Cal?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent.
I have a question regarding fuel line filters.
Sure.
On my present car, I should have changed it 40,000 kilometers ago. However, I'm still getting good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
And all on my previous cars, which I had over 200,000 kilometers, I never did change the fuel filter.
What kind of car is it you're driving? What are you driving, Cal?
It's a Mustang, 2009 Mustang.
Okay, and it has an inline filter underneath the back seat?
It's underneath the car somewhere.
All right. You know what? It's not going to affect your fuel economy so much. But it's going to prevent your fuel injectors from getting, you know, too much dirt in them. You know, it's too bad we don't have Mark here. We could ask him personally.
Yeah.
Mark from Eastgate Ford. But I would probably suggest you change it. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Okay, it would just be inconvenient. If it was easy to do, I would do it. But
no, you probably need a special tool to release it. Yeah. You know, take it to the dealer. If you're only doing it twice or once in the lifetime of the whole car, you know, you can stretch the payments out. It's not that big a deal.
But I'll tell you what. We had a couple of cars come in for emissions. We could not get them to pass. The NOx was too high, and it ended up being a plug fuel filter.
Exactly. You had too lean a system.
That's right.
So you're confusing the computer. It can only adjust for so much. And this is why it's important, because that filter is a metal canister, it's not like you can look inside and see what's going on there. And the other problem is, too, is down the road, you may have a necessity to change the filter.
Yeah.
And we used to see this on GMs all the time, where the fittings are rusted so bad that you can't even get it off. So I would change it.
Okay.
Yeah, swap it out.
All righty.
Especially before you have
to
emissions test.
Thanks very much, then.
You're very welcome, Cal. Right.
And by the way, we're sorry to keep you waiting so long.
All right, that's free up a line, though. 416-360-0740. If you're local or if you're in Ottawa or anywhere else, you can go to 1-866-740-4740, where it's a free call. And next, we're going to go to
Scarborough Fair.
Mr. Dan. How are you today, Dan?
How are you doing, guys?
Good. Excellent. What's going on?
I got an 87 Jeep YJ, and I'm having problem finding parts for it. Is it hard to get parts for a 25-year-old car?
No. Jeeps, anything. You can get anything for a Jeep.
Really, eh?
Yeah. First off, there's a company in the States called Quadratech.
Uh-huh.
Christina's giving me the look. Is it time to go? No. Okay. It's called Quadratech.com.
Mm-hmm.
Get on there. You have enough parts to build a Jeep from scratch.
Oh, really? Eh?
Yeah, I'm into Jeeps. And
yeah, I know. I heard, because you're always talking about your Jeep that you're working on there.
I was so good. I changed all the springs in an hour and a half this week.
Oh, maybe I can get you to work on mine.
I'm retired. Actually, I don't care. No.
Oh, really?
But the bottom line is there's lots of parts available. And there's local guys, too. There's Just Jeeps, which are up on the 400.
Yeah.
There's my buddy Off-Road. What's he called? Off-Road Outfitters. Off-Road Outfitters. He's in Cambridge, Ontario. They build Jeeps from ground up. What do you need?
Well, I just recently put a fuel pump on.
Yeah.
And points for the carburetor I had a hard time finding.
Mm-hmm.
That's my carburetor. There's hardly any parts for a carburetor I'm finding.
Well, usually they swap the whole unit out. They don't fix them. They just replace them. But these guys have got everything, so it's not a problem. It's very easy to find parts for Jeeps. It's one of those cars that's a cult car. It's like a Chevy pickup. You can go back 50 years and still get bits.
I'm wondering, I used to use this company a little while, you know, for quite a while, but haven't used them in a while. Carb Rebuilders, they're called.
Yep.
That's the name of the company.
I know they're still around.
They're around Caledonia and Lawrence. If they're still in business, you may want to check it out. Carburetor Rebuilders, okay?
Okay.
That is the name of the company.
Yeah. I give you more information. You can go on Napa ProLink. You can find Jeep parts there. And you can go car-parts.com gives you every auto wrecker in North America.
All right.
All right, Dan.
Okay, thanks, man.
Bye, man.
All right, take care. He should be able to get it fixed.
Oh, piece of cake.
That's right.
25 years old, 87? Doesn't seem that old to me.
Although it's funny, you know, because if you call the auto wreckers and you give them, you want that information, they go, are you kidding?
Yeah.
We haven't had one of them around here for 10 years.
Yeah, but you know why? Because they scrap them out.
Exactly. Right? 416-360-0740 is the local number. 1-866-740-4740 if you're out of town. And we're going to stay in the city and go to Doug, who's in Toronto, and he's got a question about maintenance. What can we do for you, Doug?
Well, you guys have so much fun every week I listen to you.
Other than the operators, there's no women here.
Well, he keeps busy, too. Look, I just bought another Ford Escape, I can say the model.
Yeah, sure.
My last one, I like the vehicle. And they offer the extended warranty, and then they offer the 3 or 4 year maintenance plan. And I was looking over all my invoices on the previous one I had, and looking at the plan, I thought, you know, it's probably maybe okay. I just wanted your opinion on it. You know, you drive the car in the city, you know, there's a lot of stop and go and so on and things like that. It's not highway driving I do. So, you know, the brakes go quite often and things like that. So, you know, if I need an additional brake job over the maintenance program plan, am I on the hook for that, or can I sort of say, well, hey, you guys are supposed to look after
it? Actually, you know what, Doug, maybe you could fill me in. I'm not even sure what a maintenance plan is.
Well, it includes everything that you would do on the car.
I mean, it includes brakes, tires, all that work?
At the dealer, and brakes, and
and so what, you pay a flat,
like, you know, belts and
now, do you buy, how do you buy this,
everything like that?
Doug, hang on a second. How do you buy this plan? The dealer sells you a maintenance plan for so many years?
Yes, yeah, and it's you know, you buy it over and above the
a warranty,
the warranty, yes, and it's a at dealer you know, ancillary package, and you
how
know,
much
and
is
you
it?
Can get the extended warranty as another package too.
How much is the maintenance plan?
Oh, it can be anywhere to $15,000 to $3,000 over 4 or 5 years, or depending on, you know, what package you buy. I mean, guys, it's quite interesting.
Well, you know,
I mean,
on the surface,
and color things on it, and all sorts of facts and figures.
Yeah, see, we're not too familiar with that. I mean, in terms of what you're telling us, to have 4 years of warranty all inclusive for $3,000, that would actually be a good price. I mean, because the average thing is, you know, you got to be looking at between $1,000 and $1,500 for normal maintenance anyways.
That's right.
But unfortunately, I don't know what it includes. And this is where it's important to read the fine print, because if you go over the mileage.
I'll send you an email and maybe see if we can find it online. You can have a look at it, and maybe we can discuss it next week.
It's Dave's Corner Garage at am740.ca.
Okay, got it.
Right? Dave's Corner Garage at am740.ca. By the way, thanks for calling. We'll wait for the email.
Right.
By the way, Chris Economaki, National Speed Sport News, he passed away yesterday at the age of 91. He was the original interviewer in racing. He actually started with the National Speed Sport News in the 30s, selling the newspapers, and ended up buying the paper, and ended up the family still running.
I can almost see him being interviewing Mario Andretti.
Yes, you know? Mario Andretti, AJ Foyt, and
those guys,
all the great things. He brought that to fruition, and he brought it onto television, and he was really a pioneer in racing, and I'm sorry to see him go. Chris Economaki, age 91.
Speaking of maintenance, we got to do some right now. We're going to have to take a break. I'm sure you can hear the music in the background. This is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM 740, where we've got a line open, 416-360-0740. We'll be back in just a moment. All right.
Okay, I don't know who this is.
You don't know. Get out of here.
I haven't heard it yet.
Light my fire. Of course, it's The Doors. It's Jim Morrison singing.
What was that? Jose Feliciano did that, remember?
He did do a version of it, yes.
Not that I know anything about music. Okay, we're going again back to Scarborough. This is a subject I did want to talk about today, and Robert's going to bring it up. Good morning, Robert.
I got all choked up when I heard you retired.
Oh, it's okay. The wife's not too happy because I'm home more often.
Okay, I have a 2004 car, and it's a Ford product.
Yes.
I've had it for 5 years, and I'm wanting to change the antifreeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the dealer, and, of course, they want $175 to change it because it's $28 for their fluid, right? And then I inquired at my local garage, and he said, oh, well, we just hook a machine up and run it through until it comes out green. And another rad shop said, don't flush it because it'll plug up your heater core. Just bring me the antifreeze and I'll change it. So what's the right procedure?
Wow. Three different answers. Door number one, door number two, or door number three.
Well, Bob, I think I'd like to take door number two.
Are you sure? You understand you'll lose all your winnings up until now.
First off, you can't plug up the heater by flushing your system. If anything, flushing a system is good for the system.
Exactly. You're going to be getting that crud out of there.
Yeah, exactly.
So flushing it can't be bad. I'm concerned, though, when you said the other guy wanted to do it and we'll let it until it runs green. Well, the green coolant is not the long life coolant. That's the regular coolant. I'm sure your car had the long life in it, did it not?
Probably. It was original, I guess.
Yeah, probably the red color, yeah.
Ford product, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd probably suggest doing a drain and fill. Okay. They have to capture it. You don't want to be doing it yourself. You're not supposed to let the antifreeze go down the drain. Okay. But if they drain it and refill it with new coolant, I don't see how that'd be a problem. But $175 sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it?
It's an hour's labor and the stuff.
Wow.
Right? $100 an hour for labor.
Yeah,
dealer, right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
So don't flush it, just drain it.
I would drain it and put new coolant in, and you should be good to go.
Terrific.
Now, if you're doing it yourself, be careful that animals don't get near the stuff.
I'm at an age where I just think about it, and that's all I do.
Okay, and the other thing is, by the way, I learned something many years ago on Mythbusters.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a hole in your radiator, you throw an egg in there.
Yes, it'll plug it up.
It'll plug it up.
It's just a Band-Aid. It's not a permanent thing.
So if you're stuck on the side of the road and your rad sprung a leak, you can toss an egg in there. I mean, who drives around with an egg anyway?
Exactly.
Did you bring the egg?
No, but I have a spare radiator in my car. Hi, Robert. Good luck.
Thank you.
That brings up a great subject, which is getting ready for the winter. I mean, now's the time to bring your car in for service.
Yes.
Before the guys get busy and say, hey, sorry, we can't do it till next week. It's now time to get your car in and start getting it ready for the winter.
Exactly. There's a lot of preparatory work that has to be done. You want to make sure the tires are
preparatory.
Good.
Preparatory. What kind of word is that?
Well, Preparation W, actually, we're going to call it. Okay. You know the other one, right? This is Preparation W. This is getting ready for the winter time.
Okay, Preparation W.
Otherwise, you're going to have a pain in that other place when your car breaks down.
Pain in the truck. Bottom line is make sure they service your brakes. Brakes cost a ton of money. You're doing a brake service going into the winter. You're going to do a brake service coming out
exactly.
of the winter, right?
That way, the brakes will work evenly on all four wheels. You won't have anything locking up.
That's
because
right.
when the road is slippery or whatever, the car is more likely to swerve. And you don't want that to happen. You want even, nice braking.
Right.
And, of course, your lights, your heater, all that stuff needs to be checked.
You know what? We don't do traditional tune-ups anymore because the cars are computerized.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, on the Chrysler, we haven't changed the plugs in seven years.
We just had a lady in the other day whose timing belt had broken, and she thought, well, I thought when I have a tune-up that gets included. So if you're not sure of what your vehicle needs, you know, every car comes with a little book inside the glove box.
RTFM.
Exactly. There's
RTFM.
A manual, and it will have suggested service, and you really are best to stick with that.
If you don't know what RTFM means, it means read the effing manual.
Okay.
We can't say worse than that.
All right, we're going to go up to Jackie now. So she's called in from Barrie, and she's having, sounds like, big problems. What's going on with your car, Jackie?
Oh, hi, yes. I bought a new car June 2011,
mm-hmm.
and I did buy the extended. It's an import, and I bought the extended warranty with it for the 5 years, 150,000.
Kilometers.
Or 150,000 or 5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Whichever comes first. And anyway, when I got it, right away there was problems when I was driving it. I noticed in the front end, both the right and the left side, there was a couple issues going on. The first time they inspected it, they found that my left front rotor was out of round.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up replacing that.
So you were getting, a vibration when you were slowing down.
Now, this is a brand new car off the showroom floor?
Yes.
Okay.
And from then, I've always had, and I can continue to have, at about 25 to 35 kilometers, I get it's like a woo-woo-woo in the right front side.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the last time I was in for maintenance, and I've mentioned it before, it never really got inspected. I drive a lot. I've got 60,000 on it already.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I had them really have a look at it because I was still having problems with it pulling to the left a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it turns out that there was something going on with my chassis, my frame. They asked if I'd hit a curb or something like that.
Right.
Other than hitting potholes on the roads regularly, there's nothing that I could think of that, you know, would cause anything to be wrong underneath with the frame.
Okay.
Anyway, they've had it in for service a number of times, and they ended up replacing some components on the front end. And it's driving definitely 90% better. I've been driving it for a couple of weeks, but I'm still not happy. It still pulls to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Very slightly, and if I don't compensate to the right, it
What kind of car is this?
It's a Nissan.
Okay.
And what model?
The CVT. It's the Versa.
Okay. All right, Versa. All right.
Well, those are pretty good cars for the most part.
So cool.
Now, you've always gone back to the same dealer for this?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still covered by your warranty?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? You may have to kick it up to the next level. I mean, if you've been dealing with the young fella or lady at the front office, she's writing it all up, but at the same time, you're not getting it fixed in the end. I think maybe what you need to do is speak to the service manager.
Yes.
And say, you know what, let's go for a ride. I've had my car in. We've done all this work.
I've actually done that.
Okay, and he wouldn't help you?
No, they've been wonderful in trying to get it fixed.
But it's not right.
Yeah.
So what are you
going? Your next level is the DSM, which is a district service manager. Okay, so you make an appointment with the dealership and tell them you want the factory guy down there to drive your car.
Okay.
And let the factory guy take it out by himself, because sometimes when somebody's sitting in the vehicle with you, the balance changes in the car.
Right.
All right, so you want them to drive it. The problem may just be as simple as bad tire. It may be that the radial is pulling to one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty simple car. The Versa is just basic car. And anything will react to it. A more sophisticated car, it isn't so sensitive.
Really? So it should be something that could be alleviated. If you've got a warranty, you want to get it done now, because down the road it's going to be come out of your pocket.
Your baby, yeah.
So yeah, tell a dealer this is what you'd like to have. If you guys don't have an answer, let's get the district service manager involved, okay, so they can get it fixed. And if you're not getting anywhere, you may have to call head office yourself.
Yeah.
In your owner's manual, again, there's going to be a 1-800 number. 1-800, I'm really ticked off and I need to get my car fixed.
Yeah.
Call that number. And tell them you're not happy and you want to get it fixed.
Now, the next level after that, if you can't get the happiness, it's called CAMVAP, CAMVAP.
Okay.
And that's an association by all the manufacturers where there is a arbitrator that'll come in and say, well, look, this lady's had this problem. She's been more than 7 times back to the dealership. Either we're going to replace the car and you're going to pay a little money for the difference, or fix it or do what you have to do, but there's an arbitrator that you can go to. It's called CAMVAP, and it's free.
Okay.
So kick it up one notch, go up the ladder. It may take a little time, but go up the ladder and then try and get it resolved.
Okay.
All right. Alrighty?
That's great. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Jackie.
Bye-bye. I hate when it goes bad, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. But the whole idea, again, is to get it fixed while you're covered within the warranty period.
Yeah.
Because if you're past warranty, it's very, very hard for anything to get done.
And the other thing is, make sure that when you go back to the dealership, you can repeat the problem.
Exactly.
Oh, geez, it's not doing it now. Well, I can't fix it.
That happens every day.
Look, ma'am, I'm a sensitive guy of the new millennium, but if you can't tell me what's effing wrong with your car, I can't fix it.
There you go. You don't know where to start. All right, we got a fellow named Hank in Mississauga who's got also a question about maintenance.
Oh, Alan,
hang on.
We can't talk to Hank.
Oh, my
God. Let's just say hello to Hank.
Hank, how are you?
Oh, we can't even say hello.
We can't even say hello to Hank. All right, you know what? Hank, hang on the line, because if you can't hear that music, we sure can.
Yeah.
And the boss, we got a new boss here behind the board.
Christine Ah.
She's going, hello, we got to take a break. You guys got to stop talking.
Yeah, okay? We have a new operator by the name of Christine, and she's very nice to look at.
Well, you know, just like that other lady, you got to kick it up a notch.
Yep.
You got to get a guy named Bubba,
so you can just take
who's
a
got a baseball bat.
We're taking a break.
We got to go. This is Dave's Corner Garage, where Dave and Al will be back with more of your questions and comments right after these messages.
There you go. Green onions.
All right.
Welcome back. Dave's Corner Garage with Alan Gellman from Glen Allen Motors. Dave Redinger from nowhere. David's on the phone.
Yes.
This show is now 2D. We're calling from the Highway 400. How are you, David?
David, I'm fine. And it's great to listen to you.
Thank you so much.
I have a question that you may be able to help me with.
Okay.
The Ford came out with a crossover a few years ago called the Freestyle.
Right.
When they took over the, Volvo, and it was based on a Volvo.
Volvo front end. You're absolutely correct.
Pardon?
It's the Volvo front end.
Yeah. I never see them anymore. And I was looking to buy one, because I researched them, and I looked all across, and I found about 5 for sale across Canada.
Yeah.
And is there something wrong with them? Because I never see them on the road anymore.
No.
I just wanted your comments on
okay, it. No, they actually changed the name after 2 years to Taurus. It became a Taurus after that.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with them at all. It's just that they only run for so many years and they changed the style of the vehicle. So Taurus changed over to the new design and they never repeated that car.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the, they call it Taurus X, I believe.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, but I wondered, because I never see them anywhere anymore. I don't see them on the road, I'm on the highway all the time, and I hardly ever see them. And I just wondered if something had happened and they'd been pulled or what had happened there, you know?
Nope. When Ford sold Volvo and got rid of that part, that car ceased to exist.
Yeah.
So, but again, nothing wrong with it. Never heard anything derog. A nice car. I actually liked them very much. But you, like I say, you'll only get a used one nowadays.
Well, that's exactly what I would be looking for. I'm looking for next year to buy one. And I just wondered if there was anything wrong before I start a search.
Yeah.
No, overall, I don't really know much about them. But my best advice would be to... sorry, I got a lot of noise in the background. I have to cut you off, David. You can listen on the radio. But mostly, most important, that you've got to get the vehicle checked by your own mechanic, okay? When you're buying a used vehicle, you want to make sure it didn't have the daylights kicked out of it, okay?
And buy from a dealer?
And if you do buy from a dealer, which is an advantage, because if there is a major problem, you can give it back.
Let's go talk to Hank. Hank, how are you?
Not bad. How are you, fellas?
Good. What's going on?
I really enjoy your sense of humor on the show.
Thank you.
I have a 2002 Chevy Avalanche, and it's been a fantastic vehicle. I mean, it's when the Avalanche first came out, it's been fabulous for 10 years.
Great.
Nothing ever really has gone wrong with it, other than, of course, U-joints. I'm in construction. I pull trailers and lots of weight.
So
that's expected, and it's a two-wheel. But I've had GM vehicles before that have... continually are running out of coolant.
Oh.
I actually had an Eldorado Biarritz back in the 80s, and it was eating coolant.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up having, down at Addison, having to replace the whole bottom half of the engine. Now my Avalanche is running low coolant, I'd say twice a month. Now I keep a bottle with me because I'm a fluids guy.
Right.
I'm in your car and the car keeps going, you know, it's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm just concerned about that one thing happening so frequently, like it's too frequent.
All right, Hank, I don't know if you can hear the music, but we're going to have to wrap this up quickly.
Okay.
If your antifreeze is disappearing, it's going somewhere. So you have to figure out, first of all, if it's going on the ground or if it's going internally in the engine. If it's going outside, there's always going to be a fix, whether it's a hose or a clamp or a water pump or something like that. Get it addressed, and it's not going to be terribly expensive. But if it's going inside the engine, it's more important, and you're going to need to get someone to look at it.
Yep.
They can diagnose it. There's lots of ways to do that.
They put a dye into the coolant and watch out where it goes.
Exactly.
Now, you hear that music? It means it's time to go, so don't call in. Call in next week. By the way, the Car Care Clinic, October the 11th. Give your phone number to call. It's 905-602-0884. Alan, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Christina. You did a
lovely
job today.
Yeah, Christina did a great job today.
You know what? We're going to have you back next week. How's that?
She's going to be our new operator.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Keep the shining side up, the greasy side down, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.